This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. I apologize for the delay. The khatib that was supposed to come did not come. So we have Sheikh Mubin just coming. He's walking from the parking lot on his way. So just give us a minute or two. Oh, he's right there. Okay. Alhamdulillah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala as-salah. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون صدق الله العظيم. We start out by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who is worthy of all of our praise and our gratitude. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who watches over us even though we are unaware of Him. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who hears us even though very rarely do we call on to Him. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will forgive our sins even though we very rarely ask for forgiveness. We then send peace and blessing upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one that was not only sent as a mercy to mankind, but as a mercy to the world, who taught us how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to not just praise Allah or worship Him, but also to conduct our day-to-day matters with one another, amma ba'd, thereafter. When a person looks at their 24 hours a day, usually it starts off something where the alarm goes off once and you reach over and hit snooze. Second time, third time. And you then look at the clock and realize that I'm late, and then it's a moment of panic and rush where I'm rushing out of the door, kind of brushing my teeth as I open the fridge to pull out some orange juice and have some sort of breakfast. And the next moment, I am out of the door, and either I'm taking my kids with me and rushing them to school, And then a person then from that point goes to work, and then the time at work is just one after another, this assignment, that assignment, something due, a meeting, a phone call, turning in a certain project. And by the time that they come home, it's now 4 or 5 o'clock. And at that point, we take out a very little amount of time for the people that are around us. Maybe a little time with our children, maybe a little time with our spouse. But usually our brains at this point is somewhat fried. And then comes dinner, and dinner usually is in front of the TV screen, but sometimes we'll sit together as a family. And you realize that the whole day now begins to wind down. Whereas just a few hours on Netflix until Netflix has to ask you, are you still watching or is it done? And from there you go immediately to sleep, and this becomes a routine. Monday is like that, Tuesday is like that, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then you get a little bit on Saturday and you tell yourself that it's a weekend and I want to relax and I want to, you know, let my hair down. And the question comes, in this cycle that we all live in, with a little bit of adjustments of school, of family, of other commitments, the question comes, where is spirituality in this occasion, in this equation? Where is our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this equation? Because during the weekdays, a lot of times we have the excuse that sometimes I'm too busy for salah. I have this assignment or this I have to turn in, and I can't really stop right now. And when a person lives a life like this, usually what ends up happening is slowly, slowly, they shift away from spirituality and deen. You start off close, but then with everything that's around you, you slowly, slowly begin to move away. And when a person shifts away from spirituality and deen, religion, they find themselves in a place where disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala slowly, slowly becomes easy. Now, people often ask the question that, why is it that somebody next to me prays salah and they find a deep connection in their salah? But for me, I don't find that deep connection. I mean, the Prophet ﷺ has told us that salah is the coolness of his eyes, but for me, salah really isn't much. It's a few gestures that I do and a few chants that I say, but I don't understand what I'm saying, and I don't know why I'm bowing down, going into sajda, or putting my hands here, or saying certain things. I have no connection with my salah. And if you tie all of this in, what you realize is the lack of spirituality as well as the lack of connection. Whenever we try to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, connect with our deen, leaves a person completely empty. And that's when missing salah becomes very easy. That's when doing anything religious becomes a burden. Remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes a burden, and if a person slowly, slowly shifts away from their identity as a Muslim. But in everybody's life, a moment comes where they have a eye-opening incident, where they want to find some sukoon and peace in their life. One of the youth here, he said to me, Sheikh, that I had an issue that happened in my life, and because of that one issue, I haven't prayed to Allah in the past year. He said, in the past year, I haven't prayed to Allah at all, nothing, because of the issue that I've had. But I feel this emptiness right now, and I need to be a better Muslim. And that's what you realize, that in everybody's life, a moment comes where you feel a hunger, where you feel a void of spirituality. But in that moment, what ends up happening is a person then says, can I actually come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or have I gone too far? I missed so many salahs, I haven't, you know, read Quran, or I haven't done what I should have as a Muslim. Can I actually come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And the question, the answer to that is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran himself, he says, لَكُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. The reality is, you can lose hope in yourself. You can lose hope with the people around you. You can lose hope in your career. You can lose hope in your education. But the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I will come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the scholar says that this order right here, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not lose hope in Allah's mercy, is actually a command making it prohibited, haram for a Muslim to say, Allah will not forgive me. Many times, you know, shaitan plays with our mind and tells us that spirituality is not meant for you. Spirituality and being close to the deen and praying salah and coming to the masjid is for that guy in the masjid who has a big beard and who wears this long garment and who covers his head. You know, spirituality is for that person. You as a youth here in America, or you as a person that works in corporate America who has a, you know, a small store, spirituality is not meant for a businessman. And that is shaitan actually playing tricks with our mind. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all the past. إِنَّهُ الْغَفُورُ رَحِيمُ. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is what He does. He forgives. In one hadith Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا عِبَادِي, O my servants, إِنَّكُمْ تُخْطِئُونَ بِاللَّيْلِ. Remember the 24 hours that we went through? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّكُمْ تُخْطِئُونَ بِاللَّيْلِ. Throughout the night, you commit sin. When you think nobody is watching, when you think, if I turn the lights off, if I close the door, if I close the curtains, and it's completely dark, maybe nobody can see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّكُمْ تُخْطِئُونَ بِاللَّيْلِ. And as the daytime, the sun comes up, when nahar, throughout the day, you continue to commit sin. Sometimes you commit sin in public, other times you commit sin in private. Sometimes you commit sin intentionally, and other times you commit sin unintentionally. And in that same hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then carries on and says, wa ana aghfiru dhunuba jami'a. That's who you are. Let me tell you who I am. Wa ana aghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Your job is to sin. My job is to forgive. As you sin throughout the day, I forgive through the day. And as you sin throughout the night, I forgive through the night. But the only requirement is, you take the first step. Come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is where a person has to realize that no matter what the condition of my life is, no matter how far I feel I am from my deen, or, you know, sometimes we put this label that I'm a bad Muslim. But the reality is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting for us. Another hadith, the Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that, Ya ibadi, O my servant, Ibn Adam, O child of Adam, as long as you continue to call on to me, as long as you have hope in me, as long as your hands stay up and you continue to say, Oh Allah, Oh Allah, and you don't associate partners, I will respond to your call. He says that you come to me running a hand span and I will come to you an arm span. You come to me walking and I will come to you sprinting. That's how beautiful Allah is. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you come to me, Lo ataytani, with an earth full of sin. With an earth full of sin. I will meet your earth full of sin, and I will come to you with an earth full of forgiveness. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Another hadith could see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَوْ بَلَغَتْ ذُنُوبُكَ أَنَانَ السَّمَاءَ ثُمَّ اسْتَغْفَرْتَنِي غَفَرْتُ لَكْ وَلَا أُبَالِي. He says that if your sins were to be stacked up, you committed sin and it's written on a piece of paper, then a second, third, fourth, until the full page is completed. And then the backside in this page, you add a second page until it becomes a book. And this book gets a second, third, fourth volume until it becomes a pile of books. These are all your sin. Then this pile slowly, slowly becomes a mountain of sin until لَوْ بَلَغَ ذُنُوبُكَ أَنَانَ السَّمَاءَ, until it reaches the peaks of the skies. So مَسْتَغْفَرْتَنِي, after that, you turn to me. And after that, you ask me for forgiveness. And we're talking about 40, 50, 60 years of complete disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, the reality is, if I tell my son to do something once and he doesn't listen, as a father, I'll forgive him. Third, second, third, fourth, fifth time. But the sixth time, I will say, that's enough. You're clearly disobeying me. He'll come to me and say, Abba, I'm sorry. I'm saying, no, you're not sorry, because you keep doing it over and over. In this scenario, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after 60 years of sinning, after a life full of sin, and now your sins have reached the peaks of the skies, ثُمَّ اسْتَغْفَرْتَنِي, and you come to me, غَفَرْتُ لَكْ وَلَا أُبَالِي, he says, I will forgive you. Not just will I forgive you, وَلَا أُبَالِي, I won't care, there are no hard feelings. In this dunya, if you do something wrong to me, I may forgive you, but in the back of my mind, I will always remember. I gotta watch out for this one. He's hurt me in the past, he can hurt me again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, absolutely not. Your slate is completely clean. No matter what state of your life you are in, no matter what your sin is. And this is who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Rabbun Rahim. He is our Lord, the most merciful. You know, sometimes we go under that same mind thought that maybe I have committed such a great sin. I've done something too bad. Disobeyed my parents, whatever it may be. This man comes to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he says the same thing to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that my sin is so great that Allah will not forgive me. I've done something, one thing that's really bad, and I'm afraid that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not forgive me. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentions another hadith al-Qudsi, that on top of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, you go to a building and they have a sign, and that sign will tell you what this building is about. This is a gym. This is a restaurant. This is a masjid. It will tell you what happens here in this building. And on top of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's also a sign, and that sign reads, إِنَّ رَحْمَتِي سَبَغَتْ عَلَى غَضَبِي. Verily my mercy, it surpasses and it goes further than my anger. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shadid al-iqab. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is jabbar. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is qahar. He can hold you accountable. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduces himself in the Quran, there is no surah that says al-qahar. But there is a surah that says ar-Rahman. Allama al-Quran. Khalaq al-insan. Even to the enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, enemies like Fir'aun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, فَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيْنًا. Speak to him as in a gentle, soft manner. So that لَعَلَّهُ يَتَزَكَّى. Why? So that he can correct himself. And if he corrects himself, then I will accept. And we ask ourselves if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is willing to except Fir'aun after his sins, then who are you and I? What are our sins compared to that? Usually we have this false image in our mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to hurt us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to punish us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, na'udhu billah, enjoys us going through struggles and hardships. In one place in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that مَا يَفْعَلَ اللَّهُ بِعْذَابِكُمْ. What will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gain or benefit or make him even better or نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ ذَلِكُ بِعْذَابِكُمْ, by punishing you. By punishing you in this dunya or punishing us in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be successful in this dunya. And He wants us to be successful in the hereafter. It's not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, that we're trying to fill up Jahannam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to forgive us. We'll finish off with another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned a person on the Day of Judgment who his sins will be presented in front of him and it will be put onto a scale. And of course, his sins will outweigh his good deeds. And he'll be asked, what do you have to say about yourself? And the person will say, I have nothing. This is reality. These are my sins. I have done them. And in return, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell him, go, I have forgiven you. And the person will ask, why? What did I do? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, on so-and-so night, when it was a hot night in Texas, your AC probably wasn't working, and you were uncomfortable in bed because of that heat. You know, sometimes like our back hurts like, Allah. Or you're in sleep and you can't sleep properly, you're tossing and turning. He said, because of the heat, you were tossing and turning, and out of pain, you said, Allah. Because of that one Allah that you said, you turned around, and you went to sleep. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not sleep and slumber does not befall him. So because of that one Allah, because of that one time you mentioned me from your heart today, I forgive your sins. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, this is who Allah is. Don't cut yourself short and say religion isn't for me, that Allah's mercy isn't for me. But the reality is Allah's mercy is for every single one of us. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر لي ولكم وسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما صليت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما باركت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask for your mercy. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask for unity amongst our community. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask for your nusra and your help. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you forgive our sins that we have committed. O Allah, we ask that you overlook our mistakes. O Allah, you pardon our shortcomings. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you forgive the sins that we have done intentionally and forgive the sins that we have done unintentionally. O Allah, forgive the sins that we have done in private. O Allah, forgive the sins that we have done open in public. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we come to you broken. O Allah, we ask that you accept us. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, overlook everything that we have done in the past. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, help us with a new beginning. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bring us close to your deen. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bring us close to spirituality. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us the ability to do good deeds that will impact our children and our community. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask for protection from the fire of Jahannam. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you be pleased with us. O Allah, be pleased with us. O Allah, be pleased with us. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر، كلا سوف تعلمون، ثم كلا سوف تعلمون، كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم، ثم لترونها عين اليقين، ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل، ألم يجعل كيدهم في تضليل، وأرسل عليهم طيرا أبابيل، ترميهم بحجارة من سجيل، فجعلهم كعصف مأكول. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. Just a couple of announcements. Tomorrow we have our VIPs of Islam, Mercy of Mankind, with Sheikh Mubin after Maghrib prayer. Dinner will be served, so inshallah we'll see you there. RSVP is on the flyer in the lobby or on the website. On Sunday we have United Against Domestic Violence, a holistic approach. That's on Sunday at 2:30 in the upstairs prayer hall. And Akul.